The wide plains of eastern Ukraine are now the site of a pitched battle between Ukrainian and Russian forces.
President Biden is pledging another $150 million in military assistance to the country. At the same time, First Lady Jill Biden is in eastern Europe showing her support for Ukraine.
The war in Ukraine is still happening. Are you wondering what we can do? Today, we've got updates on the people and organizations bringing aid to Ukrainians, plus a way you can help. I'm Bethany Van Delft. It's Tuesday, May 10th, and this is the 10 News.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
More than 5 million people so far have fled Ukraine since the Russian invasion earlier this year. We're hearing a lot of bad news about Ukraine, but there are people and organizations that are helping. We at The Time want to give snaps to the heroes bringing aid to Ukraine. Many people in surrounding countries have taken in Ukrainian refugees, and one German man and his daughter went above and beyond, driving over 600 miles to bring supplies and even bringing a Ukrainian family back to the safety of Germany.
Way to go!
Most Ukrainian refugees are women and children, and the majority of Ukrainian refugees have fled to Poland. The Polish organization Pontes has been helping Ukrainian refugee women and children find new jobs, new schools, and safe housing.
Job.
Pets are also affected by the war in Ukraine, and Polish dog sled racer Igor Trax stepped in to bring supplies to animal shelters and to evacuate people's pets. So far, he's helped save over 250 dogs and cats.
Yes!
And Chef Jose Andres and his organization World Central Kitchen have been cooking and serving food in Ukraine, as well as delivering much-needed food supplies.
That's incredible!
10 new snaps to all the people and organizations helping in Ukraine.
Thank you very much.
So many Tenors have written to ask us how they can help Ukraine, and we have something for you to do. Earlier I mentioned the World Central Kitchen. Well, the organization World Chef has created a new challenge to help raise money for their efforts in Ukraine. And a bunch of famous chefs from all over the world are joining for a special day of unity. Leading the challenge is Dominique Krenn, the only female three-starred Michelin chef in the U.S. who has shared her bread recipe. Our show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan got some help from Mike Duffy, the CEO of World Chef, to talk about the day and to learn how to make Dominique's special bread.
So today I'm joined by Mike Duffy, who is the CEO of World Chef. Mike, so great to have you here today.
My pleasure to be here, and hello to all the tenors out there.
I know that you're doing this great initiative with baking bread, which we're going to get into and talk a lot about. But while we're going here, I'm actually going to work on the recipe. So, you know, we want to make sure your clothes stay nice and clean. So here's this apron. Put this on.
Thank you very much. Can I wear the chef hat too, please?
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, when I get going, flour gets everywhere, butter gets on the ceiling. So, Mike, tell us who you are and what's your organization?
Sure. So, yes, I'm the founder of World Chef, which is at myworldchef.com. And we are, think of us as like the next generation food network built for food lovers out there who want to actually buy the food that they see on their favorite food shows. And I am a dad to an 11-year-old and 8-year-old who are big, big fans of the show.
Oh, that's great. And how much do you cook with them?
We cook a lot, actually. In fact, doing World Chef together, we're the test family for all of the World Chef meal kits that are put out there. And every single meal kit I bring home, I cook it with my two daughters, you know, and frankly, we look at it. I'm not the best cook in the world. So, you know, cooking with my daughters and my wife and myself, we're the perfect test family because we want to make it really easy for everybody at home. And it's super fun. And it has allowed us to, you know, start to cook together in ways that we, you know, never did before. And then the best part, of course, which is eating it.
Okay, so can you tell our tenors, why am I baking today? What's going on?
Yes, absolutely. So the thing that we're baking together today, Tracy, is called Unity Bread. And Unity Bread was created by America's first female 3-star Michelin chef. Her name is Dominique Krenn. She's actually French, and she's amazing. And she has a restaurant called Atelier Krenn up in San Francisco that won 3 Michelin stars, which is, you know, it's like winning three Oscars all at the same time. So Chef Dominique Krenn called me and said, I want to raise money for Ukraine and I want to do it with some of the world's best chefs. You know, what can we do? And I said to Chef, first of all, it's an honor to be called to help you with this. Of course, we're going to jump in and help out wherever we can. So we decided to sort of brainstorm some ideas. And one of the ideas that came up was, what if we did a Unity Bread pledge? And the idea is that we put out on social media a pledge where chefs all over the world basically are just breaking bread and they say, I stand for unity. On May 11th, I'm going to join Chef Dominique Krenn and some of the world's best chefs to raise money for Ukrainian relief through World Central Kitchen. We've seen everybody from the, you know, world of food culture join in. Padma Lakshmi, who's one of the hosts of Top Chef, Andrew Zimmern from Food Network, Brooke Williamson, on and on and on and on. Some of the best chefs have jumped in and they break bread on camera and they make the pledge, and that's how we're spreading awareness. So this has been going on since April 11th. And it's all as a sort of campaign leading up to May 11th to bring awareness to the live event happening on BuzzFeed Tasty. So, you know, here's the thing. You can look for us at myworldchef.com. You can go to Facebook Live on the BuzzFeed Tasty channels. You can go to YouTube Live as well. And you can find us on social media as well. So we're all over the place and you're going to see all sorts of famous chefs, amazing celebrities, and real people just like us really taking a moment to celebrate each other and the idea of togetherness through Unity Bread, all to benefit World Central Kitchen and Jose Andres and the people in the Ukraine who need our help.
That's great. Okay, this is my practice bread.
Absolutely. But you do have to fold the bread. So let's go ahead and keep kneading it.
Any little tips to make sure it comes out right?
Absolutely. So, you know, in addition to the good intentions that you're pouring in as your favorite ingredient, one of the things about this bread is that it is a really simple bread recipe and it is meant to be cooked, you know, with your family. So everybody can participate. And, you know, each member of the family should take some turns rolling the dough, really getting your hands in there and folding the dough over and over again, because that brings air into it and it makes it lighter. The really cool part about this bread is it actually takes about 3 hours total, but most of that time, you're just putting it on the side and letting it rise. That's called proofing. And what happens is the yeast inside the bread itself, there's a chemical reaction that happens, and it starts to make the bread dough rise. And so as you take it out, you're going to do that 3 times, and you're going to take it out, and you're going to knead it some more, and you're going to fold it some more, and you're going to kind of put it back into a bowl. Cover it with a paper towel or a towel from your kitchen, and just let it rest there for like 30 minutes at a time, and it'll do all of its magic so it's ready for you when you need to take it back out.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mike. We'll be tuning in.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be on the show. I'm a big fan. Thank you, Tracy.
Do you want to make your very own bread tenors and join in on the Day of Unity for Ukraine? I knew you would. Talk to a grown-up, check the show notes for the recipe, and bake some bread with us. Tessa, I bet you got some pretty cool bread-related facts.
Bethany, this bread fact is going to blow your mind. Before rubber erasers, do you know what kids used to erase pencil marks? A rolled-up piece of bread.
Wow, that's cool. Bread is both delicious and useful.
That's what I'm talking about.
And now, here to give us the news rundown is our head writer, Ryan Willard.
Thank you very much, Bethany. We've got big news from the White House. Karine Jean-Pierre will take over as White House press secretary. The press secretary is the main spokesperson for the president to the press, and Jean-Pierre will be the first Black and openly gay person to fill the role in U.S. history. Jean-Pierre immigrated to the U.S. with her parents when she was 5, worked for former President Obama, and is a former teacher at Columbia University.
That's great!
Other news from the White House. The Biden administration announced on Monday that 20 internet companies have agreed to provide discounted service for low-income households in the U.S. This commitment from internet providers would make about 48 million households eligible for $30 high-speed internet.
Nice.
And now,
to the depths of the ocean.
A rare deep-sea dragonfish has been spotted off the California coast. Marine biologists were excited to spot the fish as they've been attempting to track down the dragonfish, which has only been spotted 4 times in the last 3 decades. The high-fin dragonfish, also known as the Bathophilus flamengi, was seen on video by a team of researchers in Monterey, California, and can grow up to 16.5 centimeters in length. I'm Ryan Willard, and that is your rundown. Back to you, Bethany.
Coming up next...
What?
What?
What's the big idea?
Trivia on the 10. So, you know how the United States national symbol is a bald eagle? Well, the national animal of Ukraine is also a bird. But which bird? Is it A, a mockingbird, B, a hummingbird, or C, a nightingale? Did you guess it? The answer is C. The official animal of Ukraine is a nightingale. In Ukraine, these songbirds represent spring and sweet, happy sounds. That's our show for today, but before we go, here's a quick note for the grown-ups. Thanks for listening to the 10 News. Look out for our new episodes on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and extras on Saturdays. The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media and Next Chapter Podcasts and is distributed by iHeartRadio. The 10 News creative team is waiting for their dough to rise and includes Tracy Crooks, Pete Musto, Ryan Willard, Adam Bernard, and Tessa Flannery. Special thanks to our guest, Mike Duffy. Our production director is Jeremiah Tittle, and our executive producers are Donald Albright and show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan. I'm Bethany Van Delft, and thanks for listening to the 10 News.